Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're going to have fun today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie, and yes, we are. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is Clash of Coworkers. Clash of Coworkers. So what's going on at LTE TV today?
Well, our friends are fighting each other. Well, they're all playing some game on their phones. They really like it, but maybe not everyone in the office does.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we'll learn more about that today. But first, we need to practice our reading. Here's our Read It and Marie to help us.
Alex, Ben, and Rob are playing the smartphone game Clash of Clans. In the game, players build villages and raise armies. Then they make alliances with other players. Alex, Ben, and Rob are working together in the game. They form a coworker alliance. They enjoy the game, but Linda doesn't. She calls them childish.
Yes, I just gained a new level. Yes.
Peter, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm playing here.
Peter, I'm talking to you.
Well, can we talk later? I need to play this game. I just gained a level.
Peter, what are you talking about? All I know about these games is people are always playing them for fun. And right now, it's time for us to teach.
Okay, I'll put this game away now, but these games are fun. Friends, we need to go to our keywords. Jack will tell us more about it.
Hello, 办公室里的男生最近很喜欢用手机玩一种游戏。智慧型手机就是 smartphone. They play smartphone games at work. 这个游戏叫做 Clash of Clans, 部落冲突。 玩的时候可以建造自己的部落，动词建造、建立就是build. You can build your own villages there. 名词村庄部落就是village. Ben 和 Rob 还说，办公室里玩这种游戏的话，可以结成一个同事联盟哦. We can have a co-worker alliance. 名词 co-worker 是同事。 Linda 看他们玩得那么入迷，觉得他们真的很幼稚。 Linda thinks they're so childish. 形容词 childish 就是幼稚、孩子气。
Alex, can you help me with these papers? Alex, can you help me now?
1 minute.
Alex, you're not listening to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda.
What are you doing on your smartphone anyway?
Oh, I'm playing Clash of Clans.
A game? You're so childish sometimes, Alex.
Linda and Alex are in the office, and Linda needs some help. Oh, I know. Alex can help her.
Yeah, she can. Well, Linda has a lot of papers, but Alex is not being helpful. He is not even paying attention to Linda.
Yes, he is looking at his phone because he is playing on his smartphone. We all have smartphones, right?
Yes, we do. Smartphones can call people, but they can do much more than that. We use the internet on our smartphones, and they have many apps on them, too.
Hey, friends, do you know what an APP is? Well, in English, we say app, but APP and app mean the same thing.
And Alex is paying attention to his game app instead of helping Linda. She is dropping her papers on the ground.
Yes, Alex is busy. He says, 1 minute. We say this when we want someone to wait.
Hey, Peter, can you help me with today's calendar phrase?
Okay, 1 minute.
Oh, Peter, you're so childish.
What? I said 1 minute.
No, Peter, you're so childish is today's
calendar phrase.
You're so childish.
You're so childish.
你真幼稚。
Na 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 na, I have a toy.
You're so childish.
Na 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 na, I can say my ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F.
You're so childish.
Na 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 na, I can run faster than you.
You're so childish.
Na 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 na.
Why are you so childish?
Because I'm still a child. Na, 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 na.
Oh, right.
You're so childish.
You're so childish.
你真幼稚。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So we all know what a child is. Parents have children. Many are called children, and one is called a child.
That's right. But when you say someone is childish, we are saying that the person is acting like a child. That's not a good thing.
Well, we add ish, that ish, to the ends of words like this to make it an adjective, like fool, foolish.
That's right. Maybe you guys can think of some words that go along with this. But right now, we need to go to conversation B.
What game are you playing on your phone, Alex?
Clash of Clans. Do you play it?
No. Is it a good game?
Oh, yes. It's my favorite game.
How do you play?
Well, you build a village and raise an army. Then you make alliances with other players.
That sounds fun.
In this conversation, Ben and Alex are talking about a game on Alex's phone.
The game is called Clash of Clans. Do you play it?
No, I do not play it. Friends, ask the person next to you, do you play it? Then answer yes or no. So, Peter, is it a good game?
Oh, yes. And it is Alex's favorite game. We saw in the first conversation today that Alex was playing the game. And in this conversation, he is still playing the game.
Wow. Well, it must be good if he is always playing the game.
Well, actually, that is why I don't play games on my phone.
Oh, why? Because they are really, really fun? Wait, I don't understand.
No, because you are always playing them. You get addicted to the game. That means you are always playing. Always.
Yeah, like Alex. It really is his favorite game. But how do you play?
So you build a village and raise an army. Then you make alliances with other players.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. And you know what else sounds like fun? Learning with Rebecca. Let's learn from her right now.
Hey, friends. Let's have lots of fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, we're going to learn how to use the word sounds. That sounds adjective. For example, that sounds beautiful. Or that sounds dangerous. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That sounds easy. So a lot happens in this game. You build a village And then you raise an army.
Raising an army? What does this mean? How about we go to Jack and learn more about this? Hi, Jack.
他们现在玩的这个手游不但可以建立自己的部落，还可以组建军队。You build a village and raise an army. 我们来看 raise 这个动词，首先它是提高举起来的意思，比如想要吃便当的人请举手 Please raise your hand. 第二个 raise 可以表达募集集结的意思，所以我们之前学过 raise money 就是募款的意思。今天的手游可以 raise an army， 就是招募集结军队。第三个 raise 也可以用来表示养育小孩。She raises her kid with love， 她用爱来养育她的孩子。这些都是 raise 的用法哦。
Thank you very much, Jack. So this game is pretty fun, and there's nothing wrong with that.But it's going to start causing problems in the office. We'll learn that, but right now, we need to take a short break. See you soon! Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Marie, I have to ask you, do you play games on your phone?
Actually, I don't play too many games. On my phone, I just use my camera and other things like Messenger and other social media things.
Oh, okay. Well, those are very useful, and you can use those too much sometimes, too. Well, we have one last conversation. Let's find out what happens with our friends and this game.
What are you doing, Ben?
Hi, Rob. Sorry. I'm playing a smartphone game with Alex.
Hey, I play Clash of Clans too. Hold on. We should join our armies together.
Okay.Alex and I are already working together.
Great! We can have a co-worker alliance.
That's a great idea! We'll be an amazing team.
Oh no. What did Alex do now?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, now Ben is playing Clash of Clans.And Rob is playing the game now, too.
You know, I think everyone in the office is playing the game now. Well, everyone except for Linda. Let's talk about what Rob and Ben are going to do.
Well, hold on. I think we should explain this game some more first.
Hold on, Peter. Maybe we should go to Jack first. He can explain more about this phrase, hold on.
Rob 发现 Alex 和 Ben 都跟他玩一样的手游，他说 Hold on, we should join our armies together. 等一下，我们应该要把军队结合起来啊。所以 Hold on 就是等一下的意思。我们在哪些情况下会用到它呢？比如有人打电话来找你同事，你可以跟对方说 Please hold on, 请他等一下。当你要请对方等一下的时候呢，你马上回来就可以说Hold on, I'll be right back. 有时候你会听到 Hold on a second 或是 Hold on a minute， 这都是稍等一下的意思。
Thanks, Jack. So we have learned a few ways to say wait. One way was when Alex was playing that game and Linda was talking to him. Remember what he says? He said,1 minute. This means wait for a short while.
Then Rob says, hold on. This also means wait.
Yeah, so there are many ways to say this in English, but these two ways are very useful. We use them a lot. So try practicing using them at home. 1 minute and hold on.
So in Clash of Clans, you build villages. We use the word build when making things like buildings and houses. It just means to make.
Yeah, that's right. Then you make armies or raise armies. Armies are groups of people that fight each other. Then you can make alliances.
And our friends will make co-worker alliances.
Oh, co-workers. Well, an alliance is when you agree to work together. And a co-worker, these are the people you work with. If you're in school, though, those are classmates.
That's right. And Peter is my co-worker. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to go over and review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword from today. Smartphone. Smartphone. Willow called me on my smartphone.
Build. Build. My grandfather built this house.
Village. Village. There are only 25 homes in our village.
Coworker. Coworker. I often eat lunch with my coworkers.
Childish. Childish. I'm sorry. I was being childish. Okay, friends, those are your key words. Make sure to use them at home. And now we can take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Alex, can you help me with these papers?
Uh-huh.
Alex, can you help me now?
1 minute.
Alex, you're not listening to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda.
What are you doing on your smartphone anyway?
Oh, I'm playing Clash of Clans.
A game? You're so childish sometimes, Alex.
What game are you playing on your phone, Alex?
Clash of Clans. Do you play it?
No. Is it a good game?
Oh, yes. It's my favorite game.
How do you play?
Well, you build a village and raise an army. Then you make alliances with other players.
That sounds fun.
What are you doing, Ben?
Hi, Rob. Sorry. I'm playing a smartphone game with Alex.
Hey! I play Clash of Clans, too. Hold on. We should join our armies together.
Okay. Alex and I are already working together.
Great. We can have a co-worker alliance.
That's a great idea. We'll be an amazing team.
Hello, Monkey Man.
Oh, here I go. I'm doing great.
Excuse me, Monkey Man. What are you doing?
Oh, don't bother me now, Ginger. I'm really busy.
You're not busy, Monkey Man. You're playing a game on your smartphone.
I'm building a village and raising armies.
You're playing a game, Monkey Man.
And soon I'll be making alliances.
Alliances?
Yes, I'll be working with others as a team.
Not working, but playing.
Ginger, please, this is a very important game.
Enjoy the game.
I will.
That Monkey Man, he's so childish.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, childish.
Oh, good.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about smartphones. Please help me welcome my guest, Miss
Stella phone.
Oh, hey, Rob.
Hello, Stella. It's great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here.
Stella, I have a question today from Christina Ritt of South Brunswick, New Jersey. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Christina writes, most people have smartphones now. Smartphones make life more convenient, but sometimes people can be rude when they use their smartphones. What are some good manners to have when you use smartphones?
Wow, what a great question. Thanks for asking it, Christina.
Christina is right. Smartphones make life more convenient.
Yeah, but it is important to know how and when to use your smartphone. This way you aren't impolite.
That's right. So what are some good manners to follow when using smartphones?
Well, first, you should always turn your phone on silent when you are in a public place.
Yes. If you are in an office or in a theater or a restaurant or any public place, it is not good if your phone starts to ring. That can bother other people.
Also, if you are having a face-to-face conversation with a friend, put your phone away. It's rude to look at your phone when someone is talking to you.
Yes, that is true. But what if you really need to use your phone for something?
Well, then you should tell the other person what you are doing. If you're going to look for information about a restaurant, tell the other person. Or if you are expecting an important call, let the other person know.
That's good. Then the other person knows that you're not just playing a game or chatting with someone because you think they're boring. Well, thanks for your help, Stella. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time. Sorry. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, we all know games are not a bad thing. But I have a question for you, Marie. When should we play games on our phones? When should we not?
Well, I think it's a good idea to play games on your phone when you're alone. But if you're with friends or going to dinner with friends, it's kind of rude to be on your phone and playing games. I don't like when that happens.
Yeah, we should spend time resting and relaxing, but we shouldn't do that all the time, especially when we have other people that need help, like Linda.
That's right. There is a time and place for everything. All right, friends. Well, we learned a lot on today's show, and we hope you had a lot of fun. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.